Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now let me just go to Lauren now. I did say to you that Lauren was coming on the show today to talk to us about something very important. Lauren, how are you doing? You're in Ireland's Classic
Hiya,
Hits.
How are you?
How are you doing today, Lauren?
Now, I'm good, how are you?
Now, it was a bit of a disastrous weekend for you, wasn't it?
I did, yeah. Yeah. It was very traumatic.
Very traumatic, very traumatic. And I saw that in your Twitter account. So, okay, so describe to us what happened. Oh, just an average day? A nice summer's day?
Actually, we were down in Galway for the weekend.
Okay. Good weekend, by the way, apart from this traumatic experience. Was it a good weekend?
Gorgeous. Yeah, the weather was fab, so it was lovely.
Yeah, okay. So you decided, you know, it was getting a bit hot under the collar and you needed to cool down a little bit. So what did you decide to do?
It was actually my sister's idea. She was like, oh, will we get an ice cream? And I was like, all right, okay.
Right.
Didn't really want one, to be honest with you,
I've often had an ice cream when I didn't really want one, but then it goes down well when you get it.
So I sent my sister up to get the two ice creams anyway.
An ice cream van or a shop or what was it?
No, it was a shop.
Oh, shop, yeah. Okay. All right,
yeah,
okay.
Shop.
But did they have the machine or was it a scoop job?
No, it was the machine. We wanted the 99. Like, I don't really like the scoopy ones.
Yeah, okay. See, you're like me. I just love... The 99s are just creamier, aren't they? The machine, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you said, I'll have a 99.
Yeah. So my sister, Rebecca, went up and ordered. And they were like... She was like, can I have two 99s, please? And the girl was lovely. And she said, yeah.
And everybody in Ireland knows what a 99 is. We all... Although I did see some people in your Twitter account going, what's a 99? They're obviously Americans, yeah. We know what a 99 is. Everyone knows what a 99 is.
Most people do, yeah.
Aisling, my producer, you know what a 99 is, don't you? And what it entails. Yeah, sorry, Lauren, go ahead.
Anyway, so she ordered two. And I was just on the side, like, and I was like, oh, Rebecca, will you ask her for blue and red sauce on it as well?
Yeah, of course.
I love both of them. Now, I don't know what flavours they are. I just like the colours.
Yeah, well, I think, I imagine the red is either strawberry or raspberry. I don't know what the blue is, but...
Yeah, I think someone told me it was bubblegum.
It probably is, actually. Just take a bit, like, bubblegum flavour. Yeah.
And then she just said no.
She said, the guy at the shop said no.
She said no. Yeah.
No sauce.
I know.
I mean, what? I mean, you can't have a 99 with no sauce.
I know. I didn't understand.
No. I mean, and you were obviously very taken back by this.
Now, I was horrified.
Did you get a flake?
Yeah, she put the flake in it.
But what about the hundreds and thousands? Did you get any of them?
No, there was none of that stuff.
Ah, stop, Lauren. You didn't even dip it in the hundreds and thousands.
No, and I could see the bottles of the
sauce
behind her.
Yeah, the squeezy, the big squeezy bottles, yeah.
Yeah.
And you do it in that kind of spirally shape around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's traditional.
So,
I suppose after you were traumatised and took your time to relax and understand what was going on, what did you say to her?
Well, she said, oh, I can put it in a tub for you if you want.
Tub.
We wanted the cone, like, so I was like, I didn't want to cause a fuss. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, no, it's fine, whatever. And just took it.
No, you didn't want to cause a fuss, so you decided to put it on Twitter and go viral. But go on, yeah. So you didn't want to cause a fuss. So you said to her, look, well, what can we do here? Can we come to some arrangement of the sauce situation?
No, I just walked away. I couldn't face it. She was lovely. She was a sweetheart.
So she said, I'll put it into a tub. And why wouldn't she put it on the ice cream?
I don't know. I think, so I didn't understand. Like, I thought maybe it would make a mess, but surely that's on me. So
that's your problem, You'll deal with that.
A lot of people have messaged me now to let me know that apparently the managers of the shops don't want their staff doing it because it gets all over the floor and it's real messy to clean up.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. By the way, Ruth, my researcher, she worked at one stage in a cinema. Did they do ice creams in the cinema, Ruth? No. No. Do they put sauce on them? Do they put sauce on them? No. She's saying no, they wouldn't put sauce. I have to be honest, I wouldn't be giving my business to anybody who gives me a 99 with no sauce on it. I have to have sauce. Lauren, when I saw your tweet yesterday, quite randomly, because I don't even know you, my heart went out. my heart went out to you. And I said, there's so many things happening in the world at the moment, but I said, this is really important.
Yeah, no, definitely.
This is first world stuff. This really is. You know, sauce on your 99. And, I mean, would you have a 99 on a regular basis?
No, I actually wouldn't. So, you know, it was a bit disappointing. But the next day I went out to a different place in Galway and I got a 99 and it was grand.
And they put the sauce on?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you love to lick the sauce off first. You know when you're gonna, yeah, you kind of get your tongue and you lick around the sauce. It's just, that's an important part of it.
It's part of the experience.
Right? Well, I was just going to say, a 99 is not just an ice cream. It's an experience, isn't it?
No. And I only learned that they're called a 99 because they used to be 99 cents. It was like 250.
Right. Is that why they're called a 99?
I think so, yeah. That's what my sister told me anyway.
Well, I don't know about that because I was getting 99s when I was a child and they weren't 99. They wouldn't have been 99 pence then because I'm 57, for God's sake. Ashling, why do they call them 99? She's Googling it as we speak. Why are they called 99s? I think there must be another reason. I think it's something to do with the flake, to be honest with you. Maybe there's some reason it's to do
maybe,
with the flake.
Maybe.
Yeah, now it says here, okay? I'm looking here now, let me see. She just passed in the information. She's very efficient. Apparently, it is so called because the majority of ice cream merchants in the 50s were Italian. The King of Italy had an elite body consisting of 99 men. So anything else elite was called 99s by the Italian. So they called the ice cream, the elite ice cream, the 99.
But it's not even an Irish thing.
No, but you should know that, Lauren. The majority of ice cream that's sold in this country is sold by Italians.
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, like the chips. Chippers as well, yeah.
So, I didn't think ice cream was Irish, but I thought like the 99 was.
No. So the Italians gave it the name, the 99, because it was the elite of ice creams. And elite meaning it comes with the sauce.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people have told me like that that's actually a crime, like to put sauce on a 99. They're like, why would you even want that?
And the other thing as well, I saw people giving out to you on Twitter asking you why you call it sauce. I would call it sauce as well. It is sauce.
I think it's like an Irish thing for sauce, and then other countries call it syrup. Yeah, a lot of people tell me that.
Like the Americans would refer to it as syrup?
Yeah.
No, sauce. It's called sauce. That's just it.
Yeah.
Strawberry and raspberry sauce and bubblegum flavour sauce.
Yeah, I just call it the colours. I'm like the red and blue one.
Lauren, I am glad you raised this important issue today on the show.
No problem.
And we're going to take some more calls in relation to things people do in the summer in Ireland. But getting a 99 is certainly one of them.
Perfect. Well, enjoy.
Okay. And if there's anybody listening, by the way, from an ice cream parlour who would like to send me in a 99 with hundreds and thousands and sauce on it and a flake, I will quite happily accept it. Lauren, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And thanks for raising the issue. Now, Lauren, because she did tweet. She said, guys, can anyone help me? Because I've not stopped thinking about this since it happened. I was getting a 99 the other day and I asked for some strawberry sauce on it. And they said no, that they could only put it in a cup. Surely, if I make a mess, it's on me. What was the reason? She's very perturbed about it. And I retweeted her, by the way, yesterday, if you want to have a look at her tweet. And obviously in a light-hearted way. She's obviously not saying it's the biggest problem or traumatic thing that ever happened to her in life. But certainly, it is something. But I was thinking about things that we did. I mean, these summer days kind of remind me when I was a kid, you know, in the summertime, you know. I mean, one of the things that remind you of an Irish summer, going home once the street lights are turned on, your mammy having yet another salad ready for dinner on a hot day, paddling pools, making friends on holidays and being devastated to leave them. The farmer's tan, of course, that the Irish people have, you know, the red arms. 99s, they're a dietary requirement, aren't they, here in this country. Summer smells, that kind of wafty smell of freshly cut grass, the smell of sunscreen, fish and chips down by the pier, or the silage, of course, if you're living in the countryside. I want to know what your idea of summer in Ireland is. So I want to send us a text. I'm going to give away one of Aisling's hampers, got a couple of DVDs and mugs and things in it, right? And all you got to do is text in. And the text is, you know it's summer in Ireland when... fill in the blank. You know it's summer in Ireland when blank. You fill in the blank. Send it to us now at 087-188-0008. You know it's summer in Ireland when you don't get syrup on your, or sauce on your 99. You know it's summer in Ireland when, fill in the blank, all right? Poor Lauren. God bless her. She had a very dramatic weekend. No sauce on her 99. The number is 087-188-0008. You know it's summer in Ireland when... fill in the blank. Do it now. You know it's summer in Ireland, says Patrick, when the lobster people appear. I see them all the time. When it rains, says Terry. Well, Terry, in fairness comparison to most countries, we actually get less rain in the summer than most countries. Well, when I say, you know, tropical countries, because if you go to somewhere like Florida, which I mentioned earlier on, it rains almost every day in the summer. Now, obviously not all day, and the benefit is that it's warm rain. At least it's warm. It rains here, it's not that warm. Danielle. Oh, Danielle. Sorry. That's my Amy place, I tell you, this afternoon.
I did, didn't I?
Danielle, you know it's summer in Ireland when...
It's a grand day for drying.
Oh, it's a good day for drying clothes. I heard about somebody yesterday ironing out their back garden straight off the line onto the ironing board.
Wow, that's just mental.
She had the ironing board out the back garden and the extension lead, and she was taking them straight off the line and ironing them.
That's stupid.
That's Ireland. People do things like that in Ireland.
Or you get to... The smell of the clothes and you bring them in. Oh, they're grand and dry now.
Yeah. Your mother used to always say there's great drying in that sun.
Exactly. That's great. Exactly what I was thinking. It just brought back the memories of the summer.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out the clothes and you were told to get them clothes on the line as quick as you can.
Yeah, before it rains again. Or your mother would roar up the stairs, quick, it's going to start raining. It's time to get the clothes off the line.
Quick.
And you'd be out the back pulling the pegs off. I used to just reef them and the pegs would go flying in the air. You just reef them off the
line. Yeah, or the pegs would break and your mother would be going, oh,
she'd be going mad.
Those pegs.
Yeah, she'd be going mad. And then they brought out them plastic ones. They're even worse. They break easier than
the
wooden.
Yeah. But the only thing about the wooden ones is when it rains, they rot. They start.
I used to rob the wooden ones off my ma's line and we used to take the springs off them and make gats out of them. Do you know, with elastics on a stick?
Yeah.
We used to rob our pegs.
You're bold.
I know, yeah. So, Danielle, yes, there's great drying in the sun. That is something
that... I love that saying, though, I do.
Yeah. There's some heat in that... There's some heat in that sun. That's another Irish thing to say. There's some heat in that sun.
Really wet rain.
Oh, it's wet rain. That's what my mother would say. Did you know my mother?
No. No, I'm too young to know your mother.
Yeah. She would. She'd say that all the time. Oh, for God's sake, that's really wet rain out there, isn't it? And I'm going, why? Is there other types of rain that are not quite as wet as that one?
I just love the Irish people. They just have a unique language.
Absolutely.
No one else understands. Only Irish people.
Well, here's what I can't understand, right? So my mother would take the clothes out of the washing machine. She had one of those top-loading washing machines, right? Yeah. And she'd take them out, soak them wet, hang them on the line. It would start to rain and she would say to me, take the clothes in, they're going to get wet. And I'm going, but they're wet already. What difference does it make?
Exactly.
What difference does it make if you don't take them in?
Well, I think it was that was Irish mothers. They just kind of, like, they had this way of making you do stuff, I suppose.
Why was the rainwater a different type of water to the water they were washed in?
Something, probably.
Lovely talking to you, Danielle. Have a lovely day. Sorry about the Danielle thing. Sorry about the Danielle thing. Nicola, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Nicola?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Okay, what is it? How do you know it's summer in Ireland?
When after 3 days of glorious sunshine on the news, you have there's a water ban for paddling pools.
Do you know what? I only said this yesterday. I was sitting there with a partner, watching the news, and they were talking about reservoirs running low and water shortages and hose pipe bans. I said, it's only been 3 days.
And what have they done with all the rain we had for the 9 months of winter?
Could they not have stored it somewhere? And then the next thing, you know what the next news story will be? The farmers will be given out. The farmers will be given out.
Because the silage has been spread everywhere, so no. Yeah.
Now, the farmers will be giving out that the crops are drying up and the potatoes are going to go rotten and all sorts of things. We're just not allowed to have a bit of good weather.
And we're an island country. We are surrounded by water.
Well, I know, but they can't use that water. That's salt water.
No, you can filter up the salt.
Well, they do that. They do that in the Canary Islands, don't they? Yeah. They use these big filters to filter the salt out. But I believe that's quite an expensive thing to do. By the way, it's easier to rely on rainwater. It was like that funny story during the. Do you remember the water protests? Going back about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was a politician on the television. I can't remember his name. He was Fianna Fáil, and he was giving out about people not wanting to pay water charges. And he said, you know, the water doesn't exactly fall from the sky. You know.
Oh, that was the chairman.
Yeah, and I said, well, yeah. But it actually does fall from the sky. It doesn't just fall out of the sky, you know?
Exactly. I don't know, at this day last week, if I remember correctly, it was lashing out of the heavens. And where's that rain gone?
Yeah, and now there's a ban on paddling pools. I'm washing your car. all of a sudden. 2 days.
An island. We're a little island. I think we have enough water. Definitely we have enough water.
What do you do? Did you do anything nice yesterday, the day before, in the good weather? Did you go to the beach or anything nice?
No, I was stretched out in the deck chair here at home.
Are you still stretched out on it?
It's a bit hot for me today now. Normally I would be out and about, but it's just a little bit too hot today, but I'll be out in about an hour's time. After I finish listening to you, of course.
Now, see, you're doing the Irish thing again, Nicola.
What's that?
You're doing... my mother would say that too. Ah, it's very hot, isn't it?
No. I was out early in the morning to say it was only Medway in English, or was it Mad Dad's an Englishman go out in the midday sun.
I know. Again, put plenty of protection on you, obviously.
I have. Yeah. I'm a nice glowing brown at the moment, so it's just a little head.
Yeah, but never give out about it being too hot. That's what we do in Ireland. When it's cold, we're giving out about it. Ah, you'd missed a bit of sun. And then when the sun comes out, we're going, ah, it's very warm, isn't it? Ah,
I
Jesus.
I that, so we come in for lunch and listening to you.
Do you know, a mate of mine moved to Marbella many years ago. And he was living there about 2 or 3 years, and I went over to see him. And I said, what's the one thing, the big difference between living in Marbella and living in Ireland? And he says, nobody mentions the weather. Mm-hmm. He says, nobody ever says a nice day today, isn't it? Or if there's a bit of rain, which is rare in Marbella, obviously. Nobody ever says, yeah, that's dreadful rain. Nobody mentions the weather.
And I just thought the other Irish thing we have here is when men turn out with sandals and dark socks on.
Oh, that's a crime, isn't it?
It's a crime.
If you're going to wear sandals, you don't wear socks at all.
Exactly. Put on the flip flops, that way you can't wear the socks.
Yeah. Or white socks and sandals. Jeez.
No, it's dark socks. White socks I can just about say okay to, but dark socks and sandals.
And
no.
The Ireland jerseys, you know, the Ireland shorts, you know, the
O'Neills.
The ones
from 1990, they can't anymore. Yeah.
Thank you, Nicola. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the sunshine. Let me go to. I've had to time you out. Neil, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits.
How are you, Niall? How are you doing?
I'm good. Neil, well, you see, now your name is Neil, isn't it?
Yeah, we've talked several times before.
Well, I know. I get called Neil a lot. So
I get
annoying.
Called Niall all the time.
It's just so bloody annoying. Can I just put it out there publicly? Neil and Niall are two different names. Stop confusing us.
In Irish, when I was in Irish school, though, I was called Niall.
Yeah,
that's the translation, so there was no getting out of it.
Well, I had a row with a teacher because my name, when they used to call the roll, it was Neil O'Whelan. And I had a row with her. I said, my name is not Neil, it's Niall. And they said, well, that's a translation into Irish. I said, it's not. You can't translate it. It's an English name. Don't translate it. That's just my name. Just don't call me anything but that. But they wouldn't listen to me. Anyway, getting back to how you know you're Irish in the summer. What's the story? What do you reckon?
We were driving back there, and it was actually my wife who texted it in. I told her, put in there that you smell the muck spreader before you see it.
Smell of shite.
Yes. Out in the farming.
The smell of Benji.
Are you following a turf wagon or a stack of hay for miles and miles and miles through Connemara?
Yeah. Where my partner lives, there's not too far from her, there's a field where a fella leaves his cows out. And on a good summer evening, when the wind is blowing in the right direction, you walk out the front door to have a smoke. I'll walk out the front door, and the smell of dung. There's a kind
and
of sweet...
You know, it's a summer in Ireland.
Yeah, there's a kind of sweet smell to it, somewhat, but very identifiable.
Very identifiable.
Smell of cider.
Goes well with the barbecue.
Ah, yeah. Well, you wouldn't mind me having a barbecue with that smell in the background. Is that your missus in the background there, is she?
She is, yeah.
I can hear her giggling her brains out there in the background. Did you smell it?
Always.
Oh, it's a dreadful smell, isn't it? There's nothing worse. The smell of shite. And you know what's even worse? You know when you go, you know, nice summer's day, you might want to go walking in a field and you step on it and you get back into the car. You just cannot get that smell out. It's just, you know.
That's the one.
Ah. Thanks very much, lads. Girl. Oh, well, lads, where are you going? Are you heading off somewhere?
We just pulled up to the house. We just got back from in town in Galway. That's what we really want to know, where this ice cream shop was that lady went to, because we'll send a gang of people down there in a line for 99s asking for the sauce on it.
I know everybody agrees. I did say that I said up on Twitter, we need to all go out and take to the streets and protest. You can't have a 99 without the sauce.
Yeah, we can line up 15 people here in 20 minutes if we have to.
Aisling is shouting at me here. Aisling, it's not syrup. It's Ireland. We call it sauce. It's syrup in America.
I know it's not. Well, you wouldn't ask for brown sauce on it, would you?
Yeah, but I detect, Neil, if I'm not mistaken, I detect a slight accent from you there.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before as well. Yeah.
Oh, you were in America, were you, for some time?
Oh, for a long time.
Yeah, see, that's why you threw the word syrup in there, didn't you?
Right, yeah.
No.
Totally correct. I'm only
no, you're back in Galway now. It's sauce.
Trying to help you out here.
Sauce. What's your partner's name?
Bobby.
Robbie.
Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby. I thought you said Robbie. Bobby. Tell him it's sauce, will you?
Yep. She's a 99. It's Roberta.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, yes. I remember you were in the aviation business, if I remember rightly.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't was. Well, hopefully soon again. All right.
All right.
Listen, yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Neil. Have a wonderful day. And Bobby.
You too. Take care.
See you. Bye. 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 I hope you get your 99 with your sauce. I'll have to take a break. What else do you remember about being in Ireland? Anthony, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Are you out in the sun?
Yeah, I'm just having a lovely bottle of water here now, and I'm listening to Classic Hits and really delighted to get on air.
Oh, that's good. It's good to talk to you, Anthony. So, Anthony, what do you like about an Irish summer? What's your idea of an Irish summer? What memories do you have?
My memories of an Irish summer would be going to Funderland, and you'd go up on the water, right? And you would come down and you'd go straight into the water and you'd be soaked. It was amazing.
Right, okay. I went to Funderland quite a lot, but from what I remember, Funderland used to appear. Now, I don't know where you're living in Cork, is it?
I'm living in Limerick, you should
know. Oh, sorry, Anthony, I do apologise. I know now who you are, of course. Anthony Pickford.
Yeah, now you have it. Absolutely. You're on the ball.
Yeah, so Anthony, yeah, Funderland in Dublin used to be Christmas. As far as I remember, they used to have Funderland at Christmas time. But they used to have the carnivals, the kind of touring ones that would set up in the local towns, of course, during the summer, more so than the winter, obviously, because they get better business during the summer. And absolutely, yes, I do remember those water slides. And also, it mentions on my screen here, two ice creams, of course, that you like to have during the summer.
The brunches and the loop-de-loops, so they're gorgeous. I love ice cream.
Now, here's the thing. Brunches and loop-the-loops, I think you can still get, can't you? Well, you can get a brunch, that's for sure. Can you still get a loop-the-loop?
You can, but I love the other ones. Remember the big fat foot you could get with the big chocolate on top and the big toe with the chocolate toe?
Oh, yeah, the big foot. And the other one that I like, right, the ones that I like that you can't get anymore is the Wibbly-Wobbly Wonders.
Oh, Wibbly-Wobbly Wonder. They were gorgeous.
Can you still get a Wibbly-Wobbly Wonder? Because I've tried... And everywhere I go, they never have them. So I don't know whether you can still get a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder.
I'm sure they might be out there now. You never know.
You can't beat a good Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. You can.
Good to see what happened. And you can't beat a lunch at McDonald's.
it says here on my screen to ask you about your pigeons. Do you have pigeons?
I do, yeah. Pigeons, we do, yeah. We have the pigeons.
How many pigeons have you got?
We've 20, and I asked Lucy Kennedy, would she let me live with her, and could bring them along.
Right, but to bring the pigeons along with you, like, as well?
Yeah.
So what type have you got now here? See, I'm going to shock you now, Anthony, all right? Because I know about pigeons, right?
Yeah.
Right. Do you have any blues?
Any blues? We have a different colour pigeons.
Do you have mealies, blue checks, dark checks?
Anything you want, Niall.
I know me pigeons.
I do. We have a mix of the lovely chocolate ones, and we have the lovely doves and all, and they're gorgeous.
All right, okay. So is it, by the way, is a dove a pigeon? A dove is, it's part of the pigeon family, and they're white, aren't they, obviously?
They would be, yeah.
Yeah, but they are technically pigeons, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And the same with wood pigeons that we would see up in the trees. They're technically pigeons too, but they're just a different type of breed, a different part of the family. And are all your pigeons, do they have rings on them?
They do, yeah. They have rings. So if they get lost up and down the country and they're racing, that you have a code and you can go on and find out the owner, you know?
Now, do they piss off the neighbours?
No.
Because I had pigeons when I was a kid, right? And it laughed on top of my dad's shed. And when I let the pigeons out... So they'd mill around the neighbourhood. Now, a lot of people had pigeons in my day. But they'd fly around, but they'd land on me neighbour's roof before they'd come in, like. They'd land on the... And they'd shit all over his roof. So the neighbour used to go mad.
I think they're great for the youth of today, and there's a lot more around the cities, getting involved in Cork and Limerick, and it's a lovely pastime, and I think it's just lovely for the younger generation to learn about the creatures, and the birds, and...
But maybe Lucy Kennedy would come live with you and the pigeons.
Liz is roaring me here in the kitchen.
Who's?
She said I'm a rogue, Liz.
Well, listen, you, I hope you. That's a madhouse, I swear to God. I hope you and the pigeons do well, and have a wonderful day, Anthony, all right?
I will. I'll bring them to McDonald's now.
Okay, do. See you, Anthony, bye. That is a brush. Who's that fella? All right, there's Anthony Pickford with his pigeons in Limerick. And he likes Loop the Loops and brunches. Loads of people, by the way, are texting. Thank you for the explanation on the 99. Nile. Yeah, that's it to do with Italy. I had no clue. I had no clue what they were talking about when I wanted to buy an ice cream with syrup, said Karen. There you go. Hi, Nile. You can get a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder in Aldi. A box of six. They're called Jiggly Pops. Jimmy, the positive. Or the posse in Fermoy. I didn't see. There you go. If anybody else knows where you can get Wibbly Wobbly Wonders, by the way, let me know. But I drop into Aldi and they're called something else. But they said, oh, sorry, it's gone past me now. They're called Jiggly Pops. Okay, I'll have a look for them.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.